Hello, and welcome to the special edition of HP Detectives. Today we'll be doing our own review of the fourth movie.
As so many other podcasts are doing.
Yeah, really.
And that is, the new music is from the fourth movie. It's called Do a Hippogriff. It is performed by the Weird Sisters at the Yule Ball. So Sam, what did you think of it?
Well, I thought they should... it wasn't really the way I imagined it.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't like how they cut so much.
Yeah, but then again, the movie can only be a certain length. Because people can't sit there in the theaters for 23 hours to watch a movie.
It would not be 23 hours.
It takes 23 hours to read.
Yes, I find that very interesting.
Yeah, I'll say this. If you hadn't read the books, you would have no idea what was going on.
Yeah, that, and... Or you could go back to the books and...
Figure it out.
And say, what? Oh, and we just checked this up. The length for reading the book is 20 hours, 36 minutes. That's pretty close, Sam.
I was wrong about that.
That's pretty close.
It took me 23 hours to read it.
You timed yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So, it just starts out with him waking, with Hermione.
Yeah, he's already at the Weasley.
Yeah, with Hermione waking him up. And I really like the scene where Hermione wakes Ron up.
Oh yeah, that's funny. And don't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that Ron didn't know where they were going.
I know.
And they didn't have dinner. And they didn't have the brothers, Charlie and Bill.
Yeah, they didn't. And the...
Or did they? But they didn't have them fighting with tables.
No, they didn't have a fighting table.
That was one of my favorite parts.
And they didn't do any house elves. There was no house elves.
Yeah.
Because I heard an interview that said that it cost them $1 million each time they put a house elf on the screen.
Like each shot?
Yeah.
Why? Because it takes so much to digitally make them?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just amazing. Same probably with Sphinx, and that's why they didn't do it.
Yeah. And they didn't have him walking upside down on the world either.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the Quidditch field.
Yeah.
It was out in this random place.
It looked like
mountains.
Yeah, and once you got out of that, it looked like they, like, drained the lake and put hedges in it. It was that big.
And the stands were in the lake?
Yeah, in the second task?
Yeah, the stands are... And they're supposed to be, like...
And Neville gave him the gillyweed?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... It's a great movie, but it's not what I think most people would imagine it to be.
Yeah.
It's not very like the books, but it's still a great movie.
Yeah, if you've read the books, I would much more advise you should see the third than the fourth.
Everybody's seen the third. No, the third was kind of like the fourth, though. They were both good movies, but if you hadn't read the books, you wouldn't be able to know what was going on.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff and it just went so quickly. They spent so much time on Cedric dying, and...
Yeah. And I imagined Voldemort to look like that, but I imagined him wearing a hood, not having his head open.
Yeah, I didn't quite imagine him being bald.
I did. But I didn't, like... And at the beginning, with Tom Riddle Jr. in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's his name? What's the guy's name? The Karkaroff. Karkaroff didn't tell them that it was Barty Crouch Jr. It wasn't Kronk. It was a. Yeah, it wasn't Karkaroff that told him it was Barty Crouch Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like them having Barty Crouch Jr. at the beginning with Wormtail because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't like how Harry just got knocked out in the graveyard.
He did?
Yeah. Remember in the graveyard when all the tents were burning, he was laying on the ground on his back?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that either. And then the guy was just standing there in the open.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that many tents didn't burn. And I didn't imagine the Death Eaters looking like that at all. I didn't imagine having these little half masks like they have on Halloween where it's only like the top half of your face and the bottom of your mouth is open. And I didn't imagine them having those pointy things on
top. Yeah, the pointy things on their hats.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And I imagine there'd be more of them.
Yeah, and I like it shows the tents.
And they didn't show the Muggles up in the air.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not quite sure if I want to see the Muggles up in the air.
Really?
Let's stop talking about how bad the movie was and mention what was in the movie.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen it, then this is a bad thing for you, but, okay, basically, it started with Harry waking up at the Weasleys, and then so he wakes up at the Weasleys, and then they go to the Quidditch World Cup. But it goes so quickly. I mean, the movie is just really fast. I mean, it's really long, really, but it seems really fast. And I remember there was one time in the movie when I was sitting. There's a lot of surprises. I remember one time I was sitting way forward in my seat. Like, if you go to school and there's a really boring teacher and you're really bored and you slouch over the front of your desk, I was kind of like that, resting my chin in my hands, and something really sudden happened and I popped back up and I almost fell over the back of my seat, and then my dad laughed a lot and everybody started staring at him.
Yeah, that can be very embarrassing,
but it's kind of a sickening plunge there.
Do you know what time that was?
Think that it was sometime during one of the tasks. I think it was the dragon's task. Yeah, the first task. Yeah. Something really sudden happened and I just pop back. It was kind of funny.
So that
there's a lot of surprises in it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it being rated PG. What did you think of
it? It was PG-13.
I mean, PG-13. What did you think of it being rated PG-13?
I think it was a good thing it was rated PG-13.
Yes, I think
that wouldn't have been a good influence on young children.
I don't think it would have been.
It would have scared little kids.
Yeah, and it was very more mature than the other ones.
Oh, yeah, a lot. I like the way the new director made Hogwarts look, though.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to look more like a British boarding school.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's also supposed to look like a medieval castle.
Yeah.
With glass windows.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure what to think of it.
Yeah. It was a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah.
Got anything more to say about it, Alex?
Yeah. What's it called? There was things like. Let's see, what else was there? There was a lot of stuff. It's just, there was so much stuff. It's hard to think of everything. It was so just wham, wham, wham. It wasn't much time.
Yeah, it was.
To relax in it.
Backhand, forehand, backhand, forehand.
Mm-hmm.
And the strange thing was, it's it's not the way the story's supposed to go, is what the movie does, really.
Yeah.
But it follows the general direction, but almost all the details are, messed up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I guess that would be our review. Well, we have a few things to tell you about. We have a request for you first. You will get a special email with a picture of me and Sam. If you email us and tell us what you think the length of our podcast should be, just by going to hpdetectives.com and clicking on Contact Us, and then you click on Email Us. We'd be very happy if you did that, because we're not sure how long you as a listener want these to be.
Anyway, I think that's all for today. Bye.
Bye.